Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. Westfield Bondi Junction will reopen its doors tomorrow in the wake of last Saturday's devastating attack. Not for shopping, but for a community in mourning. Six people lost their lives. Another six remain in hospital. Centre Group CEO Elliot Russinow says the public is invited to walk through the space and pay their respects to the victims, with trade to resume Friday.
This has been a very difficult time, and I want to acknowledge the hard work and efforts, tireless efforts of our Westfield Bondi team and the broader Centre Group team in working, as I said, tirelessly in our reopening plans.
Police patrols have been increased in Sydney, particularly around places of worship after Monday's terrorist act. A 16-year-old is accused of stabbing two religious leaders in Wakeley, sparking a riot. New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb says those involved will be held accountable.
The community have heightened concern, but I'd like to reassure the community that we are dealing with an isolated incident and we will make arrests in relation to those rioters.
A crime spree involving machetes and stolen cars ended in a dramatic police chase through Melbourne's suburbs. Five young boys are accused of robbing stores and stealing cigarettes across the city during the past 2 days. Their allegedly stolen BMW led police on a dangerous chase with speeds exceeding 190 k's an hour. And the Olympic flame has been lit 100 days out from this year's Games in Paris. Bulldogs midfielder Tom Liberatore is expected to be out of concussion protocols in time for next week's clash against Fremantle. Amid rumours of player unrest at the kennel, Lee Montagna's told Listeners Footy Talk the criticism of coach Luke Beveridge is unfair.
It's either the list isn't good enough and we need to regenerate and turn it over, or the list is great but our coach isn't maximising the list we've got. I'm in the camp with the Dogs as they need to regenerate the list.
And Brisbane's Charlie Cameron's dodged a suspension, the AFL tribunal downgrading his rough conduct charge to a fine.